Good morning, everyone. Glad to be with you here over Zoom.
I have to say,
oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Okay, go ahead.
Share your PowerPoint, please.
Yes, I will in a moment.
早晨好，很高兴来在 Zoom 上跟大家相见。
I have to say that you guys do an excellent job with the Zoom worship.
Recording in progress.
我必须得说，你们这个 Zoom 弄得很不错的。
I preach for a small Chinese church in Massachusetts every other month over Zoom. They're not as fancy and sophisticated as you folks.
我每隔一个月在麻省的一个中国教会也是通过 Zoom, 给他们讲到，但他们那个 Zoom 没有像你们这个弄得这么好。
I'm going to have to take some tips from you guys and share it with them.
我可能要从你们这儿得一些技巧，跟他们分享一下。
I'm so sorry, this is the second time that I'm preaching over Zoom because we did the same thing last December, so I will not have been able to see you in person for like six months. It will be 6 months because, many months.
那真遗憾，我们这是我第二次在 Zoom 上跟大家见面，上一次是在12月。那可能因为这样的话，我们就不能够相见，差不多我们可能得6个月都见不到你们了。
It just occurred to me that maybe I can make up for this 6 months in-person absence by inviting myself to your retreat in May.
那也许我可能五月份的时候，也许我自己来参加你们那个退休会，也许那个时候我们可以见。
So Deborah, if you're listening, send me the information. I will try to come.
那 Deborah, 如果你愿意给Milton 牧师把那个信息发过去，那他就可以考虑一下。
I was hoping to see you in person because I also have some show and tell to share with you.
我特别想跟你们相见，是因为我还有一些想给你们看的东西。
Every year I order these special Chinese New Year Christian tracts from California.
那每年我都从加州来订这些关于中国新年的东西。
I was hoping to bring some copies and share it with you, but I guess I'll have to mail it to Pastor Albert.
本来是想分给大家的，现在可能要先寄给牧师，让牧师给大家再带过去。
Also, I signed a contract for my next Bible Land tour, which will be January of next year, 2027.We're going to Egypt.
然后那个 Milton 牧师他就签了合同，是2026年的圣经之地的旅行。那他这次要去的是埃及。
I guess I'll have to maybe send that to Pastor Albert as well if he doesn't mind.
那可能也要把这些资讯也要寄给那个李牧师，让大家知道。
So this is a new year, so I thought I'd share some new sermons with you.
那新年这就开始了，那我想跟大家分享新的系列的讲道。
As you know, I've been sharing on Apostle Paul for like the last 2 years, so I think it's time to return to the Old Testament.
那前两年我们分享的是保罗的故事，现在呢我就想回到旧约。
And so I'd like to begin with a passage, 1 Samuel chapter 4 in the Old Testament Hebrew Bible.
那我想从这一段圣经开始，就是撒母耳记上4:1-11.
This message is actually a good background and preparation for a new series I'd like to develop later this year on the book of Ruth.
那这一段圣经，它就介绍了一个背景。这个背景是什么呢？是关于路德记，也就是我要即将开始的新系列讲到的，这个背景。
A colleague and friend of mine just published a commentary on the Book of Ruth, and he's a Malaysian, I believe he's a Malaysian Chinese from Australia, Peter Lau.
那我有一个朋友，他刚刚这个有一些对这个路德记的评论，他是一个马来西亚的华人，住在澳大利亚，叫 Peter Lau。
So next time I join you, this will give me an opportunity to read his commentary and share with you a new series of messages on the Book of Ruth.
那下一次我们在讲到的时候呢，我就可以借用他的这本新书，他还有他其中一些见解，来跟大家讲，一起分享《路德记》。
The background of the Book of Ruth is the period of the judges in ancient Israel.
那这个《路德记》这本书的背景呢，当时在以色列，就是是士师记的时代。
And that is the same background as we're looking at today in First Samuel.
那就是这个在我们今天读这个撒母耳记上这一部分的背景。
First Samuel is one of Christians' most favorite, but also one of the most important books of the Old Testament.
这个撒母耳记上是对于基督教来说比较重要的一章。
Because First Samuel is about the transition from the period of the judges to kingship in Israel.
因为这本书《撒母耳记上》这卷书讲述的是，以色列他们从士师时代过渡到王时代这个过程。
It marks an important phase in the history of God's redemptive story.
这也是一个神救赎故事中一个重要的阶段。
You may not realize, but Israel did not always have a king.
你们可能不知道，但以色列不是一直都有王的。
After Moses and the Israelites, we have Joshua. And after Joshua, there was a period where the 12 tribes were ruled by judges, not kings.
在摩西之后有约书亚带领他们，然后约书亚之后就是一段时间，就是这十二个这十二个族都是被士师来带领的。
In this book of First Samuel, we see not just the transition of one period in the history of Israel, but we actually see the end of a period, the end of the judges.
那在撒母耳记上这卷书里呢，就讲述了这个士师。时代的过这结束和这个他从士师时代过渡到王时代的这个中间这个过程。
We see in chapter 4 the defeat of the Israelites against the Philistines at the Battle of Aphek.
我们在第四章的时候就看到以色列被非利士人打败。
Here are the two sons of Eli the priest.Are defeated and die in verse 11.
然后以利的两个儿子，他们当时都是祭司，也是在这场失败中死掉了。
We didn't read it this morning, but later in chapter 4, we hear about the death of Eli himself, the priest.
我们今天早上没有读那么多，但是第四章的后边一节提到，以利。在听到这些消息之后，他自己也死了。
When Eli the priest hears the news that the Ark of God, the Ark of the Covenant, has been captured by the Philistines, he falls off his chair backwards, breaks his neck, and dies.
当以利听到神的约柜被非利士人掳走的时候，他就从这个椅子上就向后摔下去了。而且折断了他的脖子，就是这样死去的。
Also, we learn that Eli's daughter-in-law, the wife of Phineas, she is pregnant.
那我们也还知道以利的儿媳妇，就是这个腓尼哈的妻子，她当时是怀着孕的。
when she hears the news of the death of her husband, the death of her father-in-law, and most importantly, the capture of the Ark of the Covenant, she goes into labor, childbirth.
她当时也听到这个消息，都是不好的消息。她的先生死去了，她的这个公公也死去了。最重要的是，以色列的约柜被掳走了。她当时呢，就听到这个消息之后，就也正好进入生产，要生孩子的这个阶段。
She actually dies in childbirth, but gives birth to a boy.
她结果是死于难产，可是呢，她是生下了一个男婴。
As she gives birth to the boy, she names him Ichabod, which means no glory.
当她生小孩的时候，她给这个小孩起名叫以加伯，意思就是荣耀已经离开。
And with her last words, her dying breath, she says in verse 22, the glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been captured.
她我们在二十二节的时候能看到她死前最后的一句话就是荣耀已经离开，因为这个约柜已经被掳走了。
So this was a dark time in the history of Israel.
所以呢，这就是以色列历史上一段黑暗的时间。
This chapter and this part of 1 Samuel marks the end of the period of the judges, the end of the house of Eli.
这个撒母耳记这一段就记载了，以色列士师记的最后阶段，还有这个以利家族作为祭司的最后阶段。
And in today's message, God wants us to answer the question, why? Why has the end come for the people of God?
那今天我们要讲的信息就是说，为什么会这样子？为什么神的子民会以这样一种方式结束了这个时代？
So the main message for today's sermon, the thesis statement is this. When the end comes for the people of God, what are the signs?
所以今天主要的题目我们就是在讲，当神的子民走到末路的时候，有哪些征兆？
Let us open in prayer.
让我们先做个祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship even over Zoom.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，让我们有这样一段时间一起在 Zoom 中敬拜你。
We just pray, Lord, you'll help us to focus on you and your word during this time.
我们求你帮助我们专注于你和你的言语。
Just speak to us, O Lord, in these conditions.
也求你亲自向我们讲话。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So in today's passage and message, 1 Samuel 4, I'd like to share that there were three signs when the end comes for the people of God, three signs.
那我今天想跟大家分享，就是三个征兆，当神的子民走到末路上的时候。
The first sign is spiritual compromise.
第一个征兆就是属灵的妥协。
The Israelites thought that the Ark of the Covenant was some kind of magic object or idol that would guarantee their victory in battle.
以色列民当时把约柜视作一个灵丹妙药或者是偶像，认为这个约柜本身可以保证他们取得胜利。
They went into battle and had been defeated by the Philistines and lost 4,000 men on the battlefield.
他们就这样进入了跟以菲利士人的征战，可是在这个战斗中他们丢了4000人的性命。
And then they asked, why did the Lord bring defeat upon us today before the Philistines?
然后他们就问，为什么神没有把非利士人没有帮助以色列人把非利士人打败呢？
And so they thought, let us bring the ark of the Lord's covenant into battle that it may save us from the hand of our enemies.
那然后他们就说把神的约柜带到跟我们一起出战，也许这个约柜就能保护我们。
So this is spiritual compromise with the same thinking as the pagan nations around them.
所以他们这些想法就跟他们当时周围的这些异教民族的这些迷信想法是一样的。
Like the pagan nations around them, they thought that there was divine power in objects of idols that would protect them.
就像他们周围这些异教民族，他们是迷信的，他们就有一些觉得他们认为可以保护他们这些偶像啊，他们就去崇拜他们。
Even the Philistines believed that because when they heard about the ark, they were afraid and said, "A god has come into the camp. We're in trouble."
其实腓力士人也是信这个约柜，把它作为一个偶像相信的，因为他们一听到说约柜来了，他们就说，哦，这个约柜在他们中间，我们可能要受惩，我们可能要有麻烦了。
So the first sign is the spiritual compromise that the Israelites were thinking just like the pagan religions and culture around them.
所以这个第一个这个征兆就是说以色列人的想法对于神的想法跟他们周围的这些异教民族的迷信观念没有什么不一样。
They did not realize that their military defeat was not because of the ark, but because of their spiritual disobedience.
他们没有意识到他们在这个军事上的失败并不是因为约柜怎么样，而是因为他们自己本身的不顺从。
They should have remembered the scriptures from Moses in Deuteronomy 28:15. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you.
他们应该记得这一些生命记中给他们的教导。生命记28:15这样讲，你若不听从耶和华你神的话，不谨守遵行他的一切诫命律例，就是我今日吩咐你的，这以下的诅咒都必追随你，临到你身上。
Moses goes on to be even more specific in verse 25. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them from one direction, but flee from them in seven, and you will become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms on earth.
那摩西在《生命记》中又继续给他们更具体的教导，就是28:25写的：“耶和华必使你败在仇敌面前，你从一条路去攻击他们，必从七条路逃跑，你必在天下万国中跑来跑去。”
Later on in 1 Samuel 7, the prophet Samuel calls upon the Israelites to repent.
那在撒母耳记上这个七章，也就是后来以这个撒母耳跟所有以色列人讲，要让他们跟他们说要悔改。
So Samuel said to all the Israelites, if you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve him only, and he would deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines.
撒母耳这样跟以色列说，你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉。专心归向耶和华，单单侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。
So the end comes for the people of God when we compromise spiritually, thinking of our religion just like any other religion or worshiping other gods.
So, 所以当我们在属灵上妥协，把自己的信仰当作与其他宗教一样，或者甚至崇拜其他的神的时候，那神的子民的末日就来临了。
You know, there has to be something special, unique about our religion compared to the culture and other religions of the world.
你们必须要知道，我们的信仰跟其他的信仰是不一样的。我们有自己这个非常特殊的地方。
We can't be just like everyone else. There has to be something unique and special about you and I as believers.
所以我们跟其他人是应该是不一样的，特别是我们自己都是信主的人。
People should be able to look at us and feel that something is different or special. You might even say radical about our lifestyle.
那当别人看到我们的时候，他们应该觉得我们是跟其他人是不一样的，甚至是很特殊的。
As you know, I've been sharing last year some independent, separate messages from the book of Matthew.
那我过去也跟大家分享过马太福音上面一些章节。
And you know, as we read the Gospels like Matthew, I think we all have to admit that there's a radical nature to Jesus preaching.
那我们读马太的时候，我们应该都能够体会到，那个在耶稣讲道的时候是有一些很极端的一些他的讲法的。
In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he would say crazy things like this: If someone slaps you on the left side of your cheek, give them the right side of your cheek, or something like that, left or right.
那比如说他在山上给他们讲道的时候就提到过说有人如果打你的左脸把右脸也给他。
You know, according to common sense and worldly thinking, you know, that's crazy thinking.
那你想一想想象一下那根据人常识去想这个事情的话他就是很疯狂的一种想法一种说法。
I would say Jesus' teaching is radical, and so there should be something radically different about our lives.
这就是为什么我说耶稣有的时候，耶稣的一些教导是有些极端化。这也就是为什么我说我们的生活中也要体现这种极端。
We will not be able to demonstrate that radical nature if we are compromising spiritually with the world.
如果我们跟这个世界上在属灵上做妥协的话，那我们这个生命中的这些极端的这些比较，就是极端的这些想法或者概念，那就不存在了。
In this dark period of Israel's history, the second sign of the end is spiritual compromise.
那在这一段黑暗时期，以色列黑暗时期，这个。
I'm sorry, my mistake. I meant spiritual corruption. I got my slides all mixed. I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
所以那第二个征兆就是属灵上的败坏。
It is clear in this chapter that the Bible and God is reminding us of the spiritual corruption.Of Eli and his priesthood.
那我们能在这一章里看到这个神，这个让我们所看到的这个以利和他两个儿子在这个属灵上的一些败坏。
The Lord was very angry at Eli and his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, who were also serving as priests.
那神对以利和他的两个儿子哈弗尼和菲尼哈是 很生气的，即使他当时这两个儿子也是做祭司的。
God was so angry, God sent another prophet, a man of God, to specifically show his anger to Eli.
神如此的生气，他就派另外一个神人来见你。
In 1 Samuel chapter 2, now a man of God came to Eli and said to him, this is what the Lord says, did I not clearly reveal myself to your ancestors' family when they were in Egypt under Pharaoh? I chose your ancestor out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod in my presence. I also gave your ancestors' family all the food offerings presented by the Israelites. Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribed for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the choice parts of every offering made by my people Israel?
在撒母耳记二章二十七节这样记载，有神人来见以利，对他说：“耶和华如此说，你祖父在埃及法老家做奴仆的时候，我不是向他们显现吗？在以色列众支派中，我不是拣选人做我的祭司，使他烧香，在我坛上献祭，在我面前穿以弗德，又将以色列人所献的火祭都赐给你父家吗？我所吩咐献在我居所的祭物，你为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献的美好祭物给己呢？”
Eli's two sons were even sleeping with the women serving at the tent of meeting.
那以利他这两个儿子甚至与当时在会幕里服侍的妇女还发生性关系。
1 Samuel 2:22. Now Eli, who was very old, heard about everything his sons were doing, and to all Israel, and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting.
在撒母耳记上二章二十二节这样记载：以利年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕前伺候的
Finally, we continue in 1 Samuel 2:30, where the prophet, the man of God, declares these words.
那最后我们就到了这个二章三十节，这时候我们就看到耶和华，这个是这样跟以利讲的。
1 Samuel 2:30, therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promise that members of your family would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor. But those who despise me will be disdained.
在撒母耳记上二章三十节，因此耶和华以色列的神说，我曾说你和你父家必永远行在我面前，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行，因为尊重我的，我必重看他；藐视我的，他必被轻视。
The phrase in this verse, those who honor me, I will honor, was made famous in the movie many years ago called Chariots of Fire.
尊重我的，我也必重看他，这句经文出现在一个很著名的电影叫《烈火战车》中，这个电影是很早以前拍的。
In that film, the film is based on the story of a Christian athlete named Eric Liddell running in the Olympics in the 1920s.
那这个电影讲的是一个很有名的基督徒运动员叫 Eric。利德尔在二十世纪那个二十年代的时候参加奥运会的故事。
If you remember the story, Eric Liddell was scheduled to run his best race on a Sunday.
那你如果还记得的话，那个时候这个运动员他的时间安排是要让他在周日早上去跑。
in those days among Christians, it was sinful and forbidden to work on Sundays. It was considered the Christian Sabbath.
但是作为基督徒，那周日是做主日，敬拜用的，是不能够做劳务或者其他事情的。
As a devout Christian, he refused to compromise his faith, but God honored him by helping him win a different race on a different day.
那作为一个虔诚的基督徒，这位运动员呢，他就拒绝去在周日。把献给主的时间去做别的事情，然而我们的主也是帮助了他，让他在另外一天，赢得了另外一个竞赛。
So the second sign, the second sign we see in this passage is spiritual corruption, especially in the leadership.
所以我们看这个第二个征兆，就是这个属灵的败坏，特别是当这个属灵败坏是出现在这个领导层的时候。
The end comes for the people of God when there is spiritual corruption in the leadership.
当领导层出现属灵的败坏时候，神的子民的末日就到了。
One of the signs of the weakness of Christianity in America is this corruption in our spiritual leaders.
那在这个属灵上面，我们也看到，就是这个基督教属灵上的软弱，也包括了在领导层所出现的属灵的败坏。
I'm sure you can name and remember the names of some of the most famous pastors and preachers.And leaders on TV, for example, who have failed in their morality and honesty.
那我想你们可能也都知道一些例子，甚至很有名的布道人、讲道人，甚至基督教的领袖，他们在这个道德上的沦丧。
I don't know if you've heard, but there's a very famous Christian writer.Who recently, just this past 2 weeks, confessed to a moral failure and has now retired from the Christian ministry.
我不知道你们知道不知道一个很有名的基督教作家，他也是在过去几周里也是这样承认了一个他在道德上的一个缺失。那也因此呢，就退休了，就从这个宣教的事工中退出去了。
But when there is spiritual corruption in the leadership, this is then the second sign that the end is near for the people of God.
所以，当在这个领导层中出现这样属灵的腐败的时候，对于神的子民来说，这个。这就是一个第二个征兆，就是末日快到了。
The third sign for the people of God that the end is near is spiritual blindness.
那第三个征兆，就是属灵的瞎眼。
The Bible emphasizes, the scriptures in 1 Samuel mention over and over again.That Eli's eyesight was poor. His physical eyesight was poor.
在圣经中多次提到以利的这个视力是非常衰退的。
This is a Eli's failing and poor eyesight was symbolic of his spiritual blindness. His spiritual.Poor eyesight.
这个也象征着他这个以利日益增长的属灵上的瞎眼和衰退。
First Samuel 3 verse 2. One night Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place.
在撒母耳记上3:2提到， 因此，三章二节提到，一日以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。
The scriptures mentioned again in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 14. Eli heard the outcry and asked, what is the meaning of this uproar? The man hurried over to Eli, who was 98 years old and whose eyes had failed so that he could not see.
然后在四章十四节中又提到，以利听见呼喊的声音，就问说，这喧嚷是什么缘故呢？那人急忙来报信给以利，因为那时的以利98岁了，眼目发直，不能看见。
I think my eyesight is failing because I can't see the correct words.
没有怎么说，他的眼视力也在衰退，因为他好像看不清楚这个上面的字。
So we learned that. This physical blindness is symbolic of Eli's spiritual blindness.
那所以我们看到这个肉体上他这个眼视力衰退，也是他属灵上这个盲目的这样一个表征。
Now Eli was blind in two ways.
那所以以利他在两方面都是盲人。
He was blind. To his own faults and weaknesses.
第一，就是他对自己的缺点和弱点视而不见。
First of all, he was too old.
第一，他年纪老迈。
He was 98 years old. He should have retired by then.
他已经98岁了，他可能那个时候应该退掉了。
I was joking with Pastor Albert the other day. I think I'm getting too old for this job. Maybe I should retire.
那我也跟李牧师那天还开玩笑说，我可能对这个工作也是属于年纪老了，可能也要退休了。
Not to be too political, but it is clear from legitimate reporting that the former president Joe Biden was really too old for the job.
那我们也有一些报告说，前面我们那个Joe Biden 总统可能也是年纪比较大了，不大适合那个工作了。
Now Eli was not only too old, he was too weak.
以利他不仅是年纪老迈，而且他也非常软弱。
Because he failed to discipline his two sons who were corrupt and sleeping with the women serving at the tent of meeting.
因为他无力管教他的两个儿子，甚至当他们跟那个在会幕里侍奉的妇女苟合的时候，他都没有办法去管教这种行为。
He was not only too old and too weak, he was too fat.
他不仅年纪老迈，软弱，而且他身体沉重。
In 1 Samuel 4:18, it says, when he, that is the messenger, mentioned the ark of God, Eli fell backward off his chair by the side of the gate. His neck was broken and he died, for he was an old man and he was heavy.
在四章十八节这样说，他一提神的约柜，以利就从他的位子上往后摔倒，在门旁折断颈项而死，因为他年纪老迈，身体沉重。以利做以色列的士师40年。
So Eli the priest was too old, too weak, and too fat.
那我们看到他就是以利作为祭司，他年纪老迈，他性格软弱，他身体沉重。
That is why in the past year, that's why in the recent year I started going to the gym more often.
这就是什么？最近几年我经常去gym 去锻炼去。
Because I don't want to be a fat minister.
因为我是不想作为一个身体沉重的这样一个牧师的。
Actually, I'm trying to get some tips from Pastor Albert because he's so slim and trim and at his age, so energetic.
那我还想从李牧师那得到一些技巧，因为他这么精瘦，他这个好像精力也非常充沛的样子。
Now there's an interesting word play in 1 Samuel 4:18.
那这里有一个比较有趣的词，就是这个身体沉重的这个沉重。
You'll see in the last sentence it says, "For he was an old man and he was heavy."
那在这个撒母耳记上这样记载说他年纪老迈，身体沉重。
Now in Hebrew, the word for heavy also means honor.
那在希伯来语中，这个沉重也有荣耀的意思。
The Hebrew word is called kaved, and kaved has two meanings. Sometimes it means honor, sometimes it means heavy.
这个在希伯来语中是同一个字，这个字有的时候就意思是沉重，有的时候意思就是荣耀。
So it's pretty clear that the Bible uses this one word kaved in this context, heavy, to remind us of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30, those who honor me, I will honor.
那这个圣经中用这同一个字在这里，对我们也是一个提醒，因为在撒母耳记二章三十节这样说，荣耀我的，我必看重他。
So the third sign for the people of God and the darkness that is there is this spiritual blindness.
所以我们看到这个第三个征兆就是在这个领导层有属灵的瞎眼这样的现象。
Eli was blind to his own faults and wickedness, his own faults and weaknesses, but secondly, he was also blind to the new work God was doing.
这个以利的瞎眼不仅是在他对自己的缺点和弱点视而不见，他在神正在开展的新的工作上头，他也是视而不见。
You might say Eli was the old wine, and he was not able to see the new wine that God was bringing in God's plan of redemption.
那你可能觉得说，以利他比较这种老式，所以他看不见神在开展新的工作。
He was blind to the fact that God was going to do a new thing.
他对神当时正在做的这个正在开展的新的工作视而不见。
God was going to end the period of the judges and raise up kingship in Israel.
神当时要结束以色列的世世时代，要在以色列建立王权。
So once again, the end comes for the people of God when its leaders become spiritually blind.
所以当领导层在属灵上变得盲目的时候，那神的子民，他们的末日就来了。
There's a saying that night is always darkest just before dawn.
那我们知道有一句话，就是说黎明前的黑暗总是最深的。
I think these early chapters of 1 Samuel reveal to us this very dark period in the history of Israel.
那这个撒母耳记上开头的这几章正是讲的以色列王国建立之前最黑暗的时期。
But this is just before the dawn of the rise of kingship in Israel.
但这个是正好就是在这个之后以色列王国的兴起。就是这是以色列王国兴起之前最黑暗的一段时间，之后以色列王国就兴起了。
And it's a reminder that the darkness comes before the the dawn or the brightness, as we will see in the rise of King David, a man after God's own heart.
之后呢，大卫王，是一个合神心意的人，那他就兴起了，那就以色列的这个，最黑暗的时代就结束了。
But David is just a type of the ideal king of Israel in Jesus.
但是大卫呢，只是一个理想的以色列王的一个预表。
It's sad to say, but Samuel fails, and even King David fails.
那我们可以说，撒母耳没有成功，大卫王也没有成功。
But the story of the Old Testament is that God will send us a man who will never fail in Jesus.
但是旧约告诉我们是说，神会为我们送来一位不会失败的一个人，就是耶稣。
Eli the priest failed, Samuel the prophet failed, even King David failed.
以利祭司作为祭司失败了。撒母耳作为先知失败了，大卫作为国王也失败了。
But the Old Testament teaches that God will one day send a prophet, priest, and king who will never fail, and that is Jesus Christ.
但是旧约告诉我们，神会给我们送来一位祭司、先知、国王，他永远不会失败，这就是我们的耶稣基督。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们做结束祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. It teaches us so much.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语，教了我们这么多。
We pray, Lord, you'll help us to remember the dangers and the signs when, of the future darkness for our people.
神啊，我们求你让我们记住，这些末日的征兆。
Spiritual compromise, spiritual corruption, and spiritual blindness.
属灵上的妥协，属灵上的腐败和属灵上的瞎眼。
Help us to remember also, though, despite our failings, that if we repent, there is forgiveness in Jesus.
那也求你随时提醒我们，即使我们失败，我们也有耶稣基督，来拯救我们，来宽恕我们。
And we look to him as our ideal and perfect prophet, priest, and king.
那他就是我们理想的、完美的，先知、祭司与国王。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。
让我们一起唱首诗歌。 keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
感谢赞美主。